Welcome, everyone. Today, we're doing a deep dive into the financial health of Chardon local schools, specifically looking at the numbers from March 2025.
That's right. We've got a pretty detailed summary here, and the goal is to, you know, unpack what it all means.
Exactly. Highlight the important bits, see what's going well, maybe see where there are some questions, but keep it straightforward.
Sounds good. Where should we start?
Let's jump into the general fund. That's the main one. Covers day-to-day operations.
Okay.
And the first thing, really the good news, is the cash balance looks pretty healthy. As of March 31st, over $35 million.
Right. $35,057,606.66 to be exact. And it's good that the bank balance and the district's books match up.
Yeah, that reconciliation is key. Shows good tracking.
Definitely.
So just for the month of March itself, how do things look? Revenue versus expenses?
Well, for March, they brought in just over $8 million.
Okay.
And they spent about $3.5 million. So revenue was higher than expenses for that specific month.
So a positive month on its own.
Yeah.
But how does that compare to previous years?
That's where it gets interesting. If you compare March 2025 revenue to March 2024, it was actually lower this year.
Lower? By how much?
Down by about $3.5 million, a pretty significant drop for 1 month.
Wow. Okay. Why the big drop, does the report say?
It does. The main driver seems to be local taxes reimbursements. That line item was down by almost $3.7 million compared to last March.
$3.7 million just from local taxes? That's definitely something to keep an eye on, you know?
Absolutely. Need to understand if that's a timing issue or a trend.
And what about the spending side for March?
Spending in March 2025 was actually higher than March 2024.
Higher, okay.
Yeah, up by about $400,000. And that increase was spread out salaries, benefits, services, other things.
So for March, less money came in compared to last year and more money went out.
In a nutshell, yes, that's the monthly picture. But we should probably look at the year-to-date, right, to get a broader view.
Good idea. How does the fiscal year look so far up to March?
So from the start of the fiscal year through March 2025, total revenue is about $36.4 million.
And how does that compare to last year?
That's also down compared to the same period last year, about $2.5 million less.
And I'm guessing that local tax item is a big part of that difference again.
You got it. The year-to-date decrease in local taxes reimbursements is almost $2.5 million. It's clearly the major factor there.
Okay. And year-to-date spending, is that up too? It's like it was in March?
Yes, it is. Year-to-date expenses are roughly $29.3 million.
Which is
about $1.1 million higher than the same period last year. So the trend holds. Lower revenue, higher spending compared to the prior year so far.
Mm. Okay, but there was something interesting when comparing to the budget forecast, wasn't there?
Ah, yes, good point. When you look at the actual numbers versus what they predicted back in their November 2024 forecast, things actually look better.
Better how?
Both revenue and spending are favorable compared to the forecast. Revenue is higher than forecast by over $500,000. And expenditures are lower than forecast by about $177,000.
So they brought in more and spent less than they thought they would at this point.
Exactly. Which means the impact on their cash balance is positive compared to the forecast, about $690,000 better off.
And didn't it mention taxes received were actually over the forecast amount?
Yes, over 100% of the forecast. So while down from last year, tax collections are beating their own predictions. Maybe they were being cautious in the forecast?
Could be. But even with things being better than forecast, the overall cash balance projected for the end of the year is still going down compared to last year, right?
That's correct. The actual cash balance last June was nearly $23.7 million. The estimate for this coming June is around $18.8 million.
So still a drop of about $5 million year over year, even if it's better than they feared a few months ago.
Right. That $18.8 million is still a decent chunk, maybe 30% of last year's spending, but the downward trend from the previous year is clear.
Gotcha. Can we talk quickly about salaries? Where does that fit in?
Sure. For March alone, salaries were about $1.7 million.
Okay.
And for the fiscal year so far, they've spent just over $16 million on salaries. That covers 19 out of the 26 pay periods for the year.
And the total estimate for the full year?
The estimate is around $22.8 million for the whole fiscal year. Gives you a sense of that major expense category.
Definitely. Now, what about reserves? Do they have enough cash on hand for, like, unexpected things?
Yeah, the report talks about true days of cash. In the general fund, as of March, they had over 163 days of operating cash if you don't count outstanding commitments or encumbrances.
163 days. And how much are they supposed to have?
Their policy is to keep between 62 and 75 days worth. So they're well above that minimum.
Even after accounting for those commitments?
Even after accounting for those, it's still almost 145 days. So, yes, a very comfortable cushion.
That's good to hear. A solid safety net.
Mm-hmm. And the total fund balance itself in the general fund is over $30 million or $27.3 million after those commitments. So overall, the general fund looks stable for now, despite that revenue trend.
Okay. Stable but watching revenue. Makes sense. Should we look at the other funds quickly? They often tell different parts of the story.
Yeah, good idea. Let's start with the food service fund. School lunches and stuff.
How's that one doing?
Well, for March, it actually ran a small deficit, spent about $12,700 more than it brought in.
A deficit? Is that a problem?
Not immediately, because the overall fund balance is still positive over $743,000, so they have funds.
Okay, so there's money there, but it lost money in March. Was that a one-off?
Looking at the graphs provided, it seems like expenditures have been higher than revenues for quite a few months this fiscal year. That's different from the trend last year.
Hmm. So that's another area to monitor.
Yep.
Why costs might be up or participation down, perhaps?
Could be. Needs watching.
Next up, Permanent Improvement Fund. This is for bigger projects, right? Buildings, equipment?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this fund saw a big influx of revenue in March, over $500,000, $515,641.
Where did that come from?
Mostly taxes. $515,280 from taxes. The report notes this was the final tax payment they were expecting.
Okay. Any other money coming in?
They mentioned they expect more from homestead and rollback tax credits in April. Those are state reimbursements to the district.
Got it. And what did they spend money on from this fund in March?
Spending was much lower, about $49,000. It went towards specific things, some middle school entrance doors, auditor fees related to taxes, and a cabinet for medical supplies at the high school.
So money comes in, sits there, then gets spent on projects as needed.
Pretty much. You'll see the balance fluctuate based on project timing.
Makes sense. Okay, last one. The self-insurance fund. This is likely for employee health benefits.
That's usually what it covers, yes. And this fund seems to be in a strong position.
How so?
In March, revenue, which comes from board and employee contributions, was about $607,000. Expenditures, mostly paying claims, were around $551,000.
So it brought in more than it paid out?
Yep, by about $76,000 for the month. And the total cash balance at the end of March was over $2.1 million.
Is that enough? Is there a required reserve?
There is. The required reserve is about $1.87 million. So their balance of $2.14 million is comfortably above that requirement.
And the trend looks okay.
Yeah, the graph shows the balance staying generally healthy and above that reserve line over time. Seems well managed.
Okay, great. So let's try to sum this all up. What are the key takeaways?
Well, first, the main general fund is stable right now. Strong cash balance, performing better than the budget forecast predicted.
Glad.
But that significant drop in local tax revenue compared to last year is definitely the big thing to watch. We need to understand why and what it means long term.
Right. And also, spending is up across the board in that fund. Worth keeping an eye on efficiency there.
Agreed. Then you have the food service fund with that ongoing monthly deficit manageable now because of the balance, but needs monitoring.
Okay.
The permanent improvement fund is active, doing its job, paying for projects, and expecting some more tax credits.
And the self-insurance fund for benefits looks healthy, yeah. Well-reserved.
Exactly. So it's a mixed picture, but overall, probably leaning towards stable, just with that key revenue question mark hanging over things.
It really shows how looking at the different pieces gives a clearer picture than just one big number. Strengths in some areas, things to watch in others.
Absolutely.
Well, hopefully this deep dive gave everyone listening a clearer understanding of Chardon School's finances as of March. Lots of numbers, but hopefully we broke it down a bit.
Yeah, the story is definitely in the details and the trends. It raises questions, like you said.
Definitely. Perhaps thinking about how that potential shift in local revenue might shape future budgets or plans. That could be something interesting to consider going forward.
That seems like a critical question, yes. Understanding that revenue piece is likely key for them.